to do this this kind of like group project. Everyone in my group was a good 18 to 20 years younger than me, right?
Right.
So we're in a plane crash. We have to gather supplies. And what order of importance will we put these supplies?
Oh, no, you didn't tell me about this.
So, you know, we're going through our items and we got to shortening. You know what shortening is, right? Okay. If you don't know what shortening is, people, it's lard.
It's fat.
Right. Crisco, whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody I know who knows that is Big Fatty. Big Fatty knows. He's got stock in Crisco.
A.K.A. Crisco.
Right.
That's his handle on some...
Big Crisco.
Some lesser known chat rooms.
Right.
He's Big Crisco.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's lard.
It's fat.
Right.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2573 of the BFO for Thursday, the 7th of December, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Oh, and there's something in the Villa mailbox. Hello, Pearl Clutches Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your Pearl Clutches today because y'all, today, the 7th of December, a date that will live in infamy. Big Fatty. Y'all, the Pearl Harbor. It's the anniversarium of Pearl Harbor being attacked by the, by the Japanese Mexicans, and I know Brian is over there in the Japan, Mexico, and Nancy used to be over there. I don't know if Nancy still listens. And Big Fatty, she came to her senses years ago, but I think Brian still listens. And I know that the Japanese geisha is, oh yes, Big Fatty, he always listens. I don't know if there's anybody else over there that listens or not, but anyway, that was then, and this is now. Big Fatty, what a wonderful way to move the show forward. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, I went to the Vons East. Y'all didn't have a whole lot on sale that I wanted, but there were some key items, I tell you, that were on sale today. Y'all, they had the Russell Stover's box chocolates, buy one, get one free. And y'all, it's always, you know, my mother always says it's nice to have an emergency gift at, and y'all, those make nice emergency gift ads. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they have the good English muffins, buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had sliced portobello mushrooms on sale, got that. Picked me up an onion. Y'all, they had something new that they've got. It's cook in a bag. And y'all, it was chicken wings. And so y'all, I thought I'd try it. They were on sale. Y'all, I got the honey sriracha flavored. So they cook in the bag for about 30 minutes. And then they don't get crispy or anything, but you put them under the broiler for a few minutes after that. And y'all, I'm going to have that for my supper. Y'all, I picked, and I'll let you know how they are. Y'all picked up a half dozen of large eggs. Y'all, they had the country ham. Big Fatty, is that? It is not spelled C-U-N-T on sale, so I picked up that. Y'all, they had the Kraft solid dressings on sale, so I got the Roca blue cheese. And y'all, the creamy Italian dressing. I hadn't had that in a long time. I thought I'd get some of that. Y'all, they had some spring mix solid on sale, 2 for $4. Got one of those. And y'all, they had the good coffee. The good coffee was on sale. So y'all, they will buy one, get one free. So I got 4 bags of that. And then y'all, I needed some wax paper. Big Fatty, you can never have too much wax paper. It's true. Y'all, I only spent $45.61, but y'all are saved $36.33. And Big Freddy, you got wax paper. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, there were not one, but two, I say, cards and a package in the mail. Y'all, the first card, I believe I know who this is from. I believe this is from that Gus Chad. Y'all, I believe it's a little maybe painted on the front of the envelope. It says, "She puzzled and puzzled till her puzzler was sore." Beep! Hey, that sounds vulgar! And it looks like a little maybe there on the front. Let's just open it up and see what we got here. Y'all, it's been a while since we've had a Gus Chad a card. And it says, y'all, is a little maybe drawn on the card. And it says, "Maybe Grandma, she thought, doesn't come from a store." And it says, "Oh, Big Freddy, this little maybe with a Santa Claus hat, it's true." And it says, "Maybe Grandma, perhaps, means a little bit more." It says, "Merry Grandma to Big Freddy, Poodle," "Oh, Big Freddy, and Squeaky, Big Freddy." And it's from Maybe, and Maybe, thank you so much. And Gus Chan, thank you for helping Maybe with that. That is just the cutest thing you have ever seen, y'all. And Maybe, I tell you what, Maybe rules the roost up there. Y'all, the second card is from Atlanta, Georgia. Let's see who this is from. Oh, Big Freddy, look, it's covered in glitter. Oh! And it says, "Friends add the sparkle to Grandma. Friends bring laughter to life. Friends are fun you always remember. You are very special to me, and I hope you have a merry Grandma. There couldn't be a better card." Big Freddy, and y'all, it is from Gay Country West and Jonathan. Big Freddy, it says, "John, is that what, well, maybe that's what he's going by now." So, well, Wes and John, thank you so much. You were too sweet for that, and that's a gorgeous card. And it is very appropriate indeed. And y'all, then our package today, y'all, is from out there in the San Francisco, from the Bay Area. So nice to name it twice. Y'all, it is from that aunt out there. Let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Freddy, look! It's a card and some sort of tube. And y'all, it's a silver card, and on the front of it, it says "fat." Big Freddy, that's for you. And we're going to open this up and see what we got here. Y'all, and it's a reindeer up in the clouds. It's Rudolph. And y'all, you open it up. Oh, Big Freddy, look at that. It pops up. It does pop up. And y'all, it's Santa Claus. It's Santa Claus flying through the sky. And it says, "Merry Grandma, love, Aunt and Mark." Well, Aunt and Mark, thank you so much for that. I just love that pop-up card. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, then there's a tube here, and it's got something in it. Let's just see what we got in here. Let's just see here. Oh, we're going to open it up. Big Freddy, this is exciting. And let's just see what we got here. Big Freddy. Well, y'all, it's got that cellophane on it. Big Freddy, cellophane is hard. It's true. Let's just see what we got here. And oh, look at that. Y'all, it is an ink pen that has the Apple Snack logo on it, and it writes Is that in silver? I can't tell if that's silver or not. Big Fatty, I can't see. No, I guess it's just a regular, ink pen. It just, I guess the lighting, but it's an official Apple snack, writing pen. Big Fatty, that is so fat. Aunt, that is just the sweetest thing. I tell you, Big Fatty, you didn't have one of those. That's for sure. It's true. And, Wes and John and Aunt Big Fatty, you forgot Maybe's name. I didn't forget Maybe's name. I just, and Gus Chan, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all woke up hump day morning and had a y'all, by the way, I took a little break and I had those wings and y'all, they're okay. I don't think they're worth the trouble, so that probably won't get those again, but anyway, I let somebody else cook them for me. Yes, Big Fatty, lazy. No, it's just, it's a nice idea, but I don't think the perceived convenience is really a convenience. But anyway, woke up a hump day morning. Y'all had an e-letter, an emergency e-letter from Straight Bob down there in the future. Yes, Big Fatty. Where's the little show? Are you okay? I hope everything's okay. Big Fatty, he is always so caring for you. It's the only, might just add, it was the, only one of my, straight boyfriends that, took the time to check on me. Big Fatty, you know that your Northeast straight boyfriend only listens on Thursdays. When you give the coupon report. Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that. So y'all, what had happened? What happened was, y'all, this just shows you how old and set in my ways I am. Big Fatty, no surprise there. I came home Tuesday, and I recorded the little show, and y'all, it was about 6 p.m. in the evening when I was done recording. As the old gal says, I hadn't bounced it yet. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know what the fuck it means, but I hadn't bounced it yet anyway. You know, there's several other steps, so you gotta levelate it, and you gotta upload it, and then you got to post it and schedule it and all this kind of stuff. Well, y'all, I said, you know what? I think I'm gonna go and do my nipple walk now and get on back. Because, y'all, you know, the CBS Evening News has now been taken over by Jeff Glor, and I like Jeff Glor. I think he's a good newscaster, and I'm trying to support him and all, and and so I wanted to get back to see that, and my nipple walk's about 45 minutes, so y'all, I threw my clothes on and off I went on the nipple walk, walked around Fat Acres, and got back just in time as the news was coming on, sat my fat ass down. Had a little supper, watched the news, and then I watched some programs on the TV machine, and y'all went to bed and never thought another thing about the little show. Y'all, I hadn't uploaded it or anything. So y'all, I got up, I saw that the panicked message from Straight Bob, and I went, "Oh, Big Fetty, you fucked it up, Big Fetty. I noticed that Miss Beaver did not comment that she had not read, but the Flopfo had also commented. Where's the little show?" And got it all uploaded before most people went to download anyway. Big Fatty, other people are probably just going, "Woo, thank goodness, a reprieve." Well, maybe. But anyway, so that's why the little show was late to you on Hump Day. Y'all, by the way, did you go over to the WWW at noon yesterday and look at the cards and the gift ads? Well, y'all, I put a picture up there. Y'all, I'm going to put another picture up today at noon. So you can see the cards and gift ads. Y'all, it has turned cold. It has turned cold here in Charleston. Y'all, we are supposed to be below average through the weekend. Y'all, going below freezing over the weekend. And y'all, you know, it's real cold when it's raining also. It's cold and raining, which means that probably that Moose Pea and Stacy and Durham. Big Fetty, he's not in Durham anymore. Well, he's up there near Durham. Stacy in a place that's not Durham. Yes, Big Fetty. They're probably gonna get some. They call it the wintry mix. Big Fetty, it's slushy, yucky. I guess. anyway, but y'all. And y'all, I've noticed, you know, the days are still getting shorter through the 21st of December, y'all. And y'all, I'm noticing that it's getting darker and darker. And y'all, with the clouds rolling in on Hump Day, y'all, it was downright dark in the coal mine. Before I came home from the coal mine on Hump Day afternoon. But anyway, y'all. My outdoor lights that are on the what do you call that? The sensor, the light sensor. Y'all, they're just coming on earlier and earlier. Yes, Big Fetty, let that electricity just run and run and run. Well, no, it's those LED lights. So it's pennies a year. Pennies a year. Oh, okay. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, if you don't know the history of Pearl Harbor, maybe goggle it today and just take a look at that. And, you know, it's a, like I say, it's the day that will live in infamy. Yes, Big Fetty. Y'all, at the beginning, of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids, Adam and Big Ricky from over there at the Foul Monkeys. And Big Ricky, I know you make the cards, and when you go to start making the cards, I know you have lots of supplies. What's the biggest supply you have?
It's lard.
It's fat.
Right.
Oh, you make your cards out of lard? Well, isn't that interesting?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.